This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. It's time again for our weekly movie review. Here in studio with me is Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
I'm here.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And this week you are reviewing the film Gemini Man. Tell us a bit about it and your take.
What's up, everyone? My name is Will Smith, and I can still do it all. I can even play two characters at once. That's the main message I came away with after watching this technological action thriller. Will Smith plays an expert assassin who learns a dangerous government secret that makes him a target, and you'll never guess who is assigned to kill him. Dramatic pause, it's himself. Through the miracle of cloning, Will Smith is forced to fight a younger duplicate of himself. Using a new facial capture technology, Will Smith gives two performances, as his 50-year-old self and as a 23-year-old nemesis. A large part of this film's publicity has been its ushering in of game-changing cinematic technology. Technology is exciting and it's a great avenue to innovation, but it's difficult to appreciate technology when it's in a film that has no creativity or originality in its story, its solemn one-liners, its acting, or its character arcs. Audiences have already seen stories like this before, so it's not challenging to know who the bad guy is or what the twists are. Gemini Man shows a major imbalance between the two.
So even with the high-tech film, you still don't recommend this one?
It at least has a fun motorbike chase. It's motorbikes, not motorcycles.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Casey, for being here.
You're welcome.
See you next week.
What you don't realize is that in the back of the mortise falcon, I have a crush.